This podcast is brought to you by Poncho and GoDaddy. Want killer content with a badass domain name? This show will give you a special.
Adam, what are you doing? I told you, you can't play all your Poncho stuff on here. Cut it out.
Okay.
It's not that I have anything against Poncho.com. It's just not what this show's about, all right, Adam?
Sorry.
It's okay, Adam. So, this is PLA Radio episode number 7. I'm Brad Carter, and today's guest host is Adam Curry.
How you doing?
Adam, of course, is the man who invented podcasting several years ago after being inspired by Al Gore inventing the internet. Adam is the self-proclaimed podfather of podcasting and runs his own show called The Daily Source Code.
AdamCurry.com, DailySourceCode.com. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And some of you might also remember Adam from MTV's Top 20 Countdown in the late 80s and early 90s.
I once met Paula Zahn. Back in the MTV days, when she was still cool.
What?
Before she... I don't like... You know, she's gotten to Mary Hart-like kind of... I don't know what it is. It's gotten uncool in my book. But when she was still cool, I met her, and she told me she plays cello. And she sent me an autographed picture of her playing cello. In a black dress. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean.
No, Adam. I'm sorry. Actually, I have no idea who or what you're talking about.
Boy, this mic is shitty.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I don't have all the fancy equipment that you probably have in your studio, Adam. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to be screwing with a few other podcast shows. I got this idea while I was listening to a podcast called The James Pod, which is run by James Whittingham at jameswhittingham.com. And he regularly talks shit about most of the residents in his neighborhood. And during one of his podcasts, he mentioned a specific incident involving this neighbor of his.
And now the James Pod News.
Another knock comes on the door, and it's a 19 or 20-year-old young woman, and she's there on behalf of her mother, who lives down the street, who claims that a government check was sent to our house. And she was determined that we had the check, and we were keeping it from her. And the government had told them that this check was sent to our address, 42 instead of 32, which is their address. And they were absolutely sure that we had their check. We convince her that we don't have her check. There's nothing we can do about it. And if we ever get it, we'll bring it to her. She says, well, how do you know my address? We don't. So she gave us her address, which was 32 instead of 42.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, well, I decided to make things even more interesting for James by calling up this particular insane neighbor of his and claiming that I was James and I'd just gotten her check in the mail. Here's that call.
Hello?
Hey, this is James down the street. James, you came to our door the other day. You thought we had your check?
Yeah.
Yeah, it arrived. We got it.
It arrived there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll come grab it from there.
But, like, my wife, she spent it.
Uh-huh.
She went and cashed it and, like, bought shoes.
Okay, what?
My wife, she spent it. She took it to the store, to the bank, and cashed it, and she bought shoes with it.
Yeah, right.
Sorry about that. No, I'm serious.
What?
I'm serious. She cashed it and she bought shoes.
Your wife took the check and cashed.
Yeah, and bought shoes. But we can probably get her to take them back, I guess.
You can what?
We could probably get a refund on the shoes and get some of the money back at least.
Some of the money? Like how much? What the hell is she doing? Is she stupid?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's all gone now. I just want to tell you, but you know, sorry and everything.
Sorry, my mom's gonna flip out if it's her check.
Oh, I'm kidding. It's here. You can come get it.
Oh, you're nuts, man.
No, I'm not nuts. But I don't appreciate it.
Are you two houses down?
Yeah, it's 42.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
My whole intent with that phone call was to anger the girl. And I wanted her to get really pissed off and yell at James and go to James's house and... Then James would talk about it on his show, and that in turn would entertain me. And everyone would come out a winner. But that didn't happen. So I decided to call up every other neighbor of his within a 2-block radius. Only to find out that Canadians don't anger as easily as Americans do.
Now we're taking it just too far.
Oh, come on, Adam. You have to admit it was kind of funny.
This is so stupid. This is so incredibly stupid. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, whatever. Here's some of the better calls from that day.
Hello.
Hello. This is James down the street. I live at 42, and we have a bunch of your mail here. It keeps getting sent here.
Oh.
Tons and tons of mail.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come and get it.
I don't know why it always gets here.
Uh-huh.
I slobbered on some of it. I'm sorry, what?
Must be the mail lady.
I know. The mail lady. That doesn't make sense, does it, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll see you later. I won't slobber on anymore. Thanks. I'll be here, though.
Hey, you're there right now?
Yeah.
I can come right now.
Great.
Okay,
bye.
Hello?
Hi. I've been getting your mail. I live around on the other side of the block on Street.
Really?
Yeah, I've been getting your mail for a while.
What's your address?
It's 42.
Okay.
What do you need that for?
Oh, just to get it?
Oh, listen to this. I'm ripping it all up. Can't have it. It's my mail now. And now I'm going to take the pieces and eat them. Paper.
Hello?
Hello, baby. What's up?
Not much.
Hey, this is James. I live a couple houses down from you.
Uh-huh.
And we got a bunch of your mail all this week. Lots and lots of mail.
For who is it for?
It's all addressed to 52.
And whose names are on it?
I don't know. I'm not much of a reader.
How did you get this number?
It was on the letters.
On the letters?
On one of the letters, yeah.
And you have some of our mail?
Yeah.
Huh.
You want me to bring it over?
Sure.
Well, I'm not going to. No, just kidding. Actually, could you come get it? I'm tied to the chair. I live at 42.
42?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Oh.
Hello, this is James. I live on Street. I think I'm kind of behind you.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've been getting your mail.
My mail?
Yeah, for a couple of days now. I don't know why we're getting it all, but, you know, we're getting
lost. Okay, what's your address?
We're at 42. So it's been, you know, we've been getting it for a few days now.
Okay, I'll come over there and get it.
Okay, I'll throw it all over the lawn, and you can pick it up, okay?
Are you serious or what?
Yeah, I'll hurry up and do that before you get here. I don't like people.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jack?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is James. I live on Street, kind of behind you guys, and we've been getting your mail for a while now.
Oh!
So, Yeah, we've been getting your mail for a few days now. I thought you might want to come by and get that.
What's your address?
42.
42?
Yeah.
Sitting on 74.
Yeah.
Just put it in the mailbox and I get out, I'll whip by.
Okay. Yeah, it's mostly junk mail. I've been throwing that away, but you got some credit card statements. And none of them are overdue yet, but this one, it's due on the 12th, so you're going to need to send in payment for that quickly.
Oh, okay.
And then there's this other one. It seemed like a good offer, so I went ahead and signed you up for it and mailed that in. So,
yeah.
But I kept it all, you know, even though I opened it all and read it. I'll just stick it in the mailbox.
Yep. Okay, then. Thanks.
I'll do that right now.
Oh, okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello. Well, this is James. I live on and I think I've been getting your mail.
Oh, okay. What's the name on there?
Alan.
Actually, that's my son. They've moved.
Oh.
What's your address? I'll give him the message because they've just gone out here.
Yeah, my address is 42 Street.
42.
And my name is James.
James?
Yeah, we've been getting their mail for a long time, and quite frankly, I'm tired of reading it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they moved out November. I will give him a call. He's out right at the moment. He may be able to stop around and pick it up.
Okay, we've got most of it, because we kept the ones that we read, but after a while, I started, you know, just using them as diaper wipes and stuff. But,
excuse me?
We've got lots of it here, so anytime he wants to come by, I'm home a lot.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
I'd like to try this prank in America sometime and see how many violent threats are made against me. Anyway, I'd made at least 20 calls that day and tried to say something bizarre on each one, but those were my favorites. A couple of weeks later after this prank, a new James pod came out, and he mentioned the prank on the end of his show.
I was a victim of an elaborate practical joke on the weekend on Saturday afternoon. How can I say this really quickly? Holy Christ, 2 minutes. There was somebody down the street who was claiming that we had her mail, and so somebody, she was quite psychotic about it. She actually looked in my window once. Anyway, somebody heard this podcast and decided to do a practical joke on me, presumably to record it for their podcast, but I haven't determined who is actually going to use it for their podcast, and or if they're, you know, just crazy. I doubt it, though. So we had about 10 people come to the house saying, yeah, you phoned me, you said that you had my mail. And at first it was a bit creepy, but after a while, you know, you could understand that it was quite funny. People would say, yeah, the guys on the phone said that he was shredding it. And you could hear the shredder in the background and he was eating it. So it sounds actually quite funny, although Janice did want me to call the police. And I think we're not going to press charges or anything. I'm not that kind of guy, because it was funny. I'd like to hear it, but I don't know what podcast it's for or where it is, but somebody must have recorded it because it sounded funny and it degenerated as the podcast went along. So that was my weekend. A bunch of my neighbors, some of them with scars on their faces. They all looked like they'd been in jail at one time or another, but it was good to meet some of them.
I emailed James shortly after this, and I explained to him that I was the psychopath who called all of his neighbors. I should thank him for being such a great sport about all this, and encourage everyone to listen to a show where you can listen to him do fascinating things, like record podcast shows in the shower, or while making macaroni, or even while changing diapers. What do you think, Adam?
You're an animal, dude.
Visit James at jameswhittingham.com or on iTunes.
So, Adam Curry, you've been rather quiet during the show so far. Is there anything you'd like to contribute?
Do you believe anything is possible? We do. We're Earthlink.
We believe in an internet that's safe from viruses and...
Come on, Adam, not commercials. Tell us something interesting. You're Adam Curry. You must have some kind of a story to share.
Okay. The other day I was driving in a car, listening to the Daily Source Code, and I went under an overpass, and for a split second I thought to myself, oh no, I'm going to lose reception. And then I remembered, it's a podcast.
You mean you listen to your own podcast while you're driving?
Right.
All right, maybe we should just play some of your infamous PodSafe music. You're always raving about how that's the future of music, so let's hear some.
Hey, okay.
Do you remember way back last summer when mainstream radio was such a fucking bummer? No indie music, nothing too funny. Clear Channel motherfuckers did it for the money, but somebody heard the call.
Sorry, Adam, I had to turn that off. You're telling me that that is the future of music?
You know my opinion on that.
I think I'd rather listen to Kelly Clarkson and Chingy than whoever that was.
I really, really enjoyed listening to that.
And they actually let you play that stuff on your Sirius satellite radio show?
Sirius rocks, XM sucks.
Oh, come on, there's no reason to hate XM just because you don't use them.
Fuck the faggots at XM.
You're such an angry man, Adam. Let's just get back to my show.
You can find them on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.
I've been a real asshole to the other podcasts lately. I started a voting war on podcastalley.com, where I tried to make it appear that lots of podcasts were cheating for votes. And if you look on the comments section for Keith and the Girl, Mugglecast, Don and Drew, and a few others, you'll notice some unusual comments in their comments section for April. That's on podcastalley.com.
You know, lots of people know each other in the podcasting community, so everyone's concerned and everyone's, startled, if not shocked about this.
Speaking of Mugglecast, I attempted to play a horrible prank on them. I left a message on their comment line saying I was with MTV, and we wanted to send a film crew in to tape them doing a Mugglecast show. Andrew from the show called back, and we had a 5-minute conversation about his show and the new show that MTV was going to do on podcasters. He seemed fairly excited to get international exposure. And here's a small piece of our conversation.
So what is this about? Like, the show?
They tell me it's similar to True Life.
Yeah.
And I guess they're just doing a segment on podcasts because podcasts are getting so popular these days.
Right.
And we've got a few other podcasts confirmed, and we're just trying to get a few more, and it'll be like a either a half-hour or one-hour show on MTV.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
so this is just the show, like, how the podcasts are done?
Or? Yeah, just kind of introduce the public to podcasting and, you know, show how big it's getting. And
right. All right. So what other podcasts are in it, out of curiosity?
I don't think I'm allowed to say yet.
Oh, okay.
But, we won't be able to pay you for this, obviously.
All right, yeah, that's no problem.
But, you know, you'll get international exposure for your podcast, which I guess will be good for you.
That's great, yeah.
We'll be able to flash your URL up on the screen and all that while they're talking about your show.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll be in touch. I'll keep your number.
All right, great. Thanks so much for considering this.
Oh, no problem at all.
I look forward to it.
I was hoping on their next show they'd be all giddy about the possibility of their show being on MTV, but they proved to be much more mature than me by not saying a word about it. You can call into the...
excuse me.
Thanks, Adam. You can call into the PLA Radio voicemail at 206-309-7227 and leave your own message. Here's a few messages that we've received since the last show.
Hello! I am an old person calling from Las Vegas! Because I am angry at your mistreatment of all people on your website, www.fullerdy.org/radio/episode6, where you prank called my brothers and my sisters. They're not really related to me, but they are because they're old. So I call them brothers and sisters, because I am a hip old guy. You don't understand. You weren't there. You weren't there. Goodbye.
This is IPA Relay Operator 5202 with a message. Hey man, you are a lead hacksaw, and I want you to hack me in the Hacksing Hacksaw for Hacksorial, my Hacksomi. Doggy Hacksaw, please hack me, hacks you, Hacksing Hacksaw, 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 Hacksing Hacksaw, Hackzerino, and you better hacksing, but this hacksing message on your next Hacksorific Hackscast Hacksing podcast, or I'll hack your hacksing mummy. End of message. Thank you. This is IP Relay Operator 5202. Goodbye.
Finally on today's show, there's the Patrick Melton prank. Patrick is the host of the Nobody Likes Onions show. I made a soundboard of Patrick's voice by ripping pieces out of his show, and I ended up with about 80 different clips of Patrick phrases. Right, Patrick?
Wow, that's interesting.
You bet it's interesting, Patrick. With my new soundboard, I can make you say all kinds of mean things to people.
Well, I think that makes you gay.
Oh, come on, Patrick. Don't be like that. It's just a prank. No harm intended.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Jeez, Patrick, for a comedian, you sure are hateful.
I'm a world-famous comedian.
Then why do you do tech support at some golf company?
Tiger Woods is a pretty cool dude.
Fuck you.
No way, motherfucker. You're not special.
I don't even give a shit about you.
You need serious help. You really do.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Okay, what are you trying to tell me here?
Oh, come on, you guys, break it up. This is supposed to be a fun podcast. Anyway, I threw together this Patrick soundboard, and then I made a few test calls. Here's the first one I made to a local 7-Eleven. Is it okay if I play this, Patrick?
Go ahead, faggot.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. This is Catherine.
Yeah, this is Patrick. What's going on, buddy?
Just a moment. Hello?
Yeah, this is Patrick. What's going on, buddy?
This is who?
Pat Melton.
Okay.
Do you have any fun size individually wrapped candy?
Fun size? No. We have like the little Jolly Ranchers and little Tico sticks. That's about it.
Do you have any cordless phones?
Cordless phones? We have cell phones.
Do you have any nose hair trimmers?
No.
Do you have any weed whackers?
Nope. That's 7-Eleven, buddy.
What about any oral hygiene products?
Yep.
You're hot, and I want to do you. I really wish you could follow through.
Who the hell is this?
Pat Melton.
I don't know who you are.
What time is it?
Huh?
What time is it?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Later that night, I placed a call to somebody that I figured would actually recognize Patrick, his boss. I called his cell phone, which I found listed on the company's homepage, at about 11 o'clock at night.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Patrick. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Patrick?
Nobody likes onions alive.
What?
Go ahead, faggot.
What are you talking about?
What time is it?
It's 11 o'clock.
What are you wearing?
What are you doing? What's up with you? You on drugs or what?
Now what do we have going on?
You're really confusing me now. I don't know why you're calling. I don't understand
why
you're calling
off.
Me at this hour.
Take your pants off. There's nobody else. It's just you and me.
After the boss hung up on me, I called back just a second later, and this time I got to talk to the boss's wife.
Hello?
Nobody likes onions. What the fuck's going on, bitch?
Who is this?
How are you so fucking insignificant? I don't even give a shit about you.
Who is it I'm talking to?
Pat Melton.
Pat Melton?
Yes.
What's happening, Patrick?
Shut your fucking mouth. You're fucking done. There's no warning. You're just done. You fucking faking whore.
I believe it was me that hung up on her that time, just for effect. So I called her right back, and I didn't get very far on this next call.
Hello?
You're hot, and I want to do you. I really wish you could follow through.
And then after that, I made one last call, and this time the boss picked up again.
Hello?
State your name and your business.
Are you okay? Are you on drugs, or what's going on with you tonight?
I'm a comedian. I'm a world-famous comedian. I want you to masturbate.
I can't deal with you like this, so, maybe things will look different to you tomorrow. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
Fucking niggers. Take your
pants
off.
What fucking niggers are we talking about?
The black people are more fucking racist than the white people.
You think?
Yes. What are you wearing? Talk to you later, buddy.
It's fascinating stuff to listen to. Absolutely fascinating.
After that last call, Patrick's boss turned his cell phone off for the night. But I called his work during normal business hours the next day and spoke with a man named Ken, who seemed to know who Patrick was.
Ken speaking.
Yeah, this is Patrick. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Webb, what do you need?
What time is it? What?
5:30, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought, nigger.
So what do you need?
What?
What's up?
What are you wearing?
What?
What are you wearing?
What are you doing?
Do you have any weed whackers?
You all right?
Yes.
Good.
What's going on?
Where are you?
All right, we're going to let you go because this call sucks.
Hey, there you go. Talk to you. Bye.
So that's pretty much it for this show. I want to thank Adam Curry for co-hosting today. Adam, I hope you liked the show.
Using expletives, pissing people off. Sound familiar?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll try to clean up my act a little on the next show.
You need serious help. You really do.
All right, Adam, I'm sorry you think I suck so bad. Remember to call our comment line at 206-309-7227 and leave your message, or email us at radio@phonelosers.org. You can also visit our website at www.phonelosers.org/radio.
If you want the really great deal on a GoDaddy domain name, $6.95.
Adam.
Which is only like, what, 3.5 pounds?
Adam. No commercials, remember?
God.
Sorry, Adam. Thanks, everyone, for downloading.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Stay subscribed, and I'll see you on the next show.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brain. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. Not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors, we'll all come inside.